Welcome to your Wellspring Wednesday. My name is Sarah, a certified trauma recovery coach with Full Circle Wellspring. There is no one-size-fits-all healing process designed for trauma survivors. The truth is, each of us has to individually tap into our inner wellspring to find a regimen that works. These episodes are dedicated to finding, exploring, and using those inner resources that I believe all survivors have in order to live their best healed life. Let's get started. Today's topic is red flags. One of the key internal resources you gain in your trauma healing is to be able to hear, trust, understand, and follow your gut instincts. I listed those out separately because it's very common for trauma survivors to have self-trust injuries. It's a relational after effect of the trauma or abuse they have endured. During the period of trauma, if it involved another person, which we call interpersonal trauma, the survivor may have been manipulated, coerced, or controlled. Because of that, they struggle to allow themselves to find their own feelings or thoughts. They're not welcome in their life. They may consider themselves the bad one in the relationship, which is often true for parent-child abuse if the trauma was during childhood. We've talked about how it's unsafe for a child to think their caregivers are evil, unwell, or unfit, so they often take the blame on themselves. This can happen with any type of relationship trauma. If someone is being used to be lorded over, controlled, disrespected, unheard, and belittled for making a choice for themselves, the period of that traumatic relationship will leave them out of touch with their own sense of self. It can actually break their own intrapersonal bridge, the self-trust mechanism that's inside of themselves. So the first part of this process is to reconnect a survivor with their own self, mind, body, and spirit. This will allow them to be able to identify a red flag feeling, however it presents to them. From there, once a survivor can even begin to hear their own gut instincts again, then they will have to work on trusting it. And this comes with practice, often by reinforcing a gut instinct that wasn't responded to. This can be a painful process because now the survivor feels or even hears something inside of them and they still don't trust it, but instead they ignore it and then they learn a hard lesson. If this has happened to you, I can offer a bit of a reframe. This is exactly the right place to start because this is the working part of the retrusting yourself. That hindsight experience, which can have devastating consequences, can show you that you could have trusted that instinct and that now in the future, you can trust it. This reframe can take the sting away from the situation a bit and allow for a calmer response next time. Remember that what fires together wires together in the brain. So as you work on retraining your brain's intuition, you want to not feel angry toward yourself for not following your knowing. Instead, you want to allow for a lot of grace and calmly allow the visceral feeling that you got before the situation to be praised because it was right. And then allow for that deeper self-trust to develop for the next time. After working to trust, the understanding comes in. Well, what exactly is your gut telling you in a circumstance? Is it just afraid of something like failure? Does it not want to take the leap into a new career path or an online course because it's nervous to try something new? In this case, you can now work on trying to grasp what your intuition is trying to get from you. Not always does your gut throw up a red flag because it's definitely something potentially dangerous and you definitely need to run away. Delineating between a red flag and a trauma response is really important. It takes time to listen to what's behind your intuition. Does it just not want you to get hurt? Is it feeling like something is too good to be true? Is it worried that you might get embarrassed about something? Those are trauma responses, and they may keep you from something that's really good or an opportunity to grow. You'll start listening to, trusting, and then finally grasping what your feelings and hunches are all about. You get curious about them, understand them, ask them questions, dig down to the roots of where they are coming from. Then you can work on your trauma responses differently than just fight, flight, or freeze. That's a main focus with several clients as they start to identify their trauma responses versus their gut. When it truly is a red flag, lastly comes the following part, and this is always a work in progress. Figuring out how to sense your intuition, learning to trust it, and then training your understanding are all hard enough sometimes. However, once you've heard it, self-trusted, and then decipher that it's an actual red flag that needs to be attended to, you have to take the leap and just learn to follow it. This is obeying your own best knowing. It's honoring yourself with respect as you make a different choice, or it's moving completely away from the red flag. This is often going to occur in a relationship where your coworker, friend, or intimate partner starts showing you their true colors. Your insides start churning with info about how this looks similar to an old relationship that you've been through before. Their red flags start looking like the red flags that you ignored in the previous abusive relationship, and your whole being just starts to want to run away. You can take some time to understand your intuition with curiosity, and if it does seem like this person is resembling something controlling or dangerous, you can follow it. It's not just that your heart is nervous about caring about someone again, or at the trauma response of, say, the fear of intimacy. But these are legitimate red flags that you need to honor. In this way, you can have confidence to get as much distance as you need and then congratulate yourself for following your instincts, maybe with a jubilation mindfulness moment from a few weeks ago. Listen, these are not easy tasks. I have done a lot of work on my own self-trust bridge inside, and yet I still sometimes waver in my intuition. I recently was headed somewhere that my gut kept telling me not to go. I could hear it, feel it, and I could trust it. It was a legit circumstance to avoid, and I knew it. My gut knew it anyways. I even almost asked the Uber to turn around 3 times while I was on the ride, but I didn't listen, and I put myself in an unsafe situation. Later, and this is the important part, I really gave myself self-compassion. I praised my gut for recognizing the red flags and for trying to keep me safe. I also forgave myself for not listening, and then I was able to reaffirm that my red flag button works just fine. And in the future, I'm much more likely to listen to it and be kind to myself. That story comes after years of doing really good work and making big strides against self-abandonment and not being connected to my body. So just so you know, this is a process and no one's going to be perfect. So be patient with yourself. Trauma taught you to be small, quiet, invisible, in self-doubt, to self-abandon your wants and desires, to put down all your own emotions for your abusers, and to not speak out. But your trauma recovery, now, it's teaching you the exact opposite. To reconnect with your true self, show up and speak out for yourself, reunite with your emotions and desires, and then go after them with your whole heart. So it starts today, and it will continue as a journey for the rest of your days. Its prize comes even in the small wins, small gains, small choices, and small insights. You got this. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Trauma Survivorhood. This has been written and created by your host, Sarah, a trauma recovery coach. For more info about me, trauma recovery resources, or to check out our support groups, classes, free survivor circles, private coaching, and more, visit www.fullcirclewellspring.com. Schedule a complimentary 20-minute discovery call to see if coaching is right for you. For the latest info on schedules and updates, follow us on Facebook at Full Circle Wellspring. All other media, social links, blogs, and show notes are posted in the episode guide below. Until next time, be well, survivors.